Well, howdy, pard. Here's an invitation to go trail dreaming out where the West really begins. Now you're saddled up, reins in hand on a good horse, in God's country, all kinds of elbow room, no horns a-honking or no loud music to dull the sounds of Mama Nature. Combine all this with your hosts, Andy and Jim Nelson, along for the ride. Now they're going to keep you where you belong, clear out west, with news, culture, poetry, entertainment, all from the hub of cowboy country where you are. Stay tuned, won't you, for the best in the West, bar none, and enjoy the ride.
Hey there, big feller. Did you know that a Temu warehouse in China went up in flames?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, 57,000 square foot warehouse went up
in flames. Holy
cow. Yeah, the estimated damage of the inventory is $57.13.
Yeah. Plus shipping and handling.
Shipping and handling, right, yeah. Clear Out West Radio Show. Andy and Jim Nelson, your hosts. Thanks for going for a ride with us, folks. One more time, one more week in cow country.
That's pitiful.
It is. You know, I had no idea what Temu was. And somebody had to explain that to me. I guess it's just cheap crap from China.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah, that's what I understand. But anyway.
Yeah, and once you get it, you go, I thought I was buying something bigger.
What was I ordering?
Yeah,
exactly. Let's see.
Yeah, you got some more dad jokes?
We're doing more dad jokes.
Oh,
here we
go.
Sure. Let's see. A rancher was taking inventory of his livestock. He figured it wouldn't take him too long because he knew for a fact that he had exactly 196 head of cattle.
Okay.
But then he discovered that he actually had 200 head.
Oh, really?
How'd he do that? He rounded them up.
He rounded up. Of course he did.
Of course he did, right.
He had to, yes.
What happens when the smog lifts in Los Angeles?
I don't know.
UCLA?
UCLA.
Right, all right. No, these are terrible.
Oh, dear.
Once you've seen one shopping center, you've seen them all.
That's right. Yes.
Think about that one for a minute. Yeah.
They all are shopping centers.
Them all.
Seen them all. I got it.
Okay, now you got it.
Now I got it.
Now it came through. There you go. You've seen them all. Okay. Stages of, when we have to explain these to each other, it's pretty tough. Yeah, that's for sure. Stages of working from home.
Okay.
Yay, I get to work from home.
Yay.
Yeah, it would be nice to talk to people.
Yeah.
I hope that pigeon sits on the window today.
Boy, not the truth.
Yeah.
I can't work from home.
No. Well, I'm doing other things.
Exactly.
I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing, right? The state treasurer had to balance the budget, so he sliced a little bit off the proposed spending figures for schools, parks, and other services.
Okay.
It was the most successful fundraiser of the year.
I bet it
was. Yeah, man, I know. Monica is obsessed with monorails.
Okay.
All she ever talks about is monorails, especially how amazing it is that they zip along in just that on that single rail.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's got a one-track mind.
She kind of does, doesn't she?
She does have a one-track mind.
And that
mind.
Joke wouldn't work if the gal's name was something other than Monica.
Monica, yeah, right. Yeah, there you go. When do dentist patients feel dumb?
I don't know.
After having their wisdom teeth
removed. Wisdom teeth pulled.
Oh, these are bad. Yeah.
I wish they'd pull my sweet tooth.
Yeah, there you go.
I've got sweet teeth. I have a sweet
mouth.
More
than just one? Yeah. A dentist and a manicurist had a rough marriage.
Oh.
They fought tooth and nail.
I bet they did.
Yeah. Politicians and diapers should both be changed regularly
and
for the same reason.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Because they're full of it.
Yep. When do bakers share their secret bread recipes?
Never.
On a need-to-know basis.
Oh,
I know. Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. Right. Why did Alcimedes leap from the bathtub and shout, Eureka?
I don't know.
The water was too hot. Okay. You know, we got to go. We got a great show coming
out
this week. T. Scott Wilburn and the Shut Up and Play Boys.
Yeah.
Yeah, are riding along with us. We have Larry McCorder and Waddy Mitchell, sons and brothers.
Oh, yes.
Sons of the Pioneers, Tom Russell. But let's start with the Western Flyers.
Why not?
You're from Texas.
Oh, pardon me, stranger, I hope there's no danger. You'll think I'm getting off of the range. Oh, but I calculate that you're from my state, and though you may think it's strange, allowing is how you're from Texas. You speak the lingo that I understand. I'd bet my kale that you hail from Texas. There's no mistaking the brand. Got a smile like an acre of sunflowers. Your eyes are blue, bonnet blue. Shake hands, it's grand that you're from Texas, 'cause I'm from Texas too.
Texas too.
Texas too.
Sure you are, yeah. That's Joey McKenzie's new band.
Oh, really?
The Western Flyers.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Nice.
Good stuff. Great way to start out Cal Radio.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
And now I have to do it.
Now I have to do it.
And now, yeah, just because you said, now I have to do it.
Now.
Right?
Now?
Yeah.
Or later.
No, now.
Now.
I mean, you, the challenge has been thrown, gauntlet has been thrown down.
Mm-hmm.
Now I have to do it.
And that is, now is the time to fix the two-holer.
Right. Oh, gee whiz.
In the crack in the seat.
I should have played Baxter Black's
man.
A little two-holer story there. Yeah, but, all right, never mind.
Aggravating, isn't it?
Yeah, aggravating. Yeah. Dadgummit. So, first thing that came to my mind was when Dick said to you.
To me.
To you. Dick said to you.
Yes.
You don't have a hair on your hind end if you don't take that little horse in the house.
That's right. And Sadie Sue was on top
That's
of
right.
good my, old Sid oh, Caesar.
Sid Caesar, yeah.
Yeah, and he fit right through the door.
And
now I had to do it.
And I'm still amazed that he did.
He did.
And he followed you right in, and you didn't even have to really coax him.
No, he went right up the stairs, and Sue had her dish eyes wide open.
What in the world? And then we got a picture.
And I did have a hair.
I got to find the picture. There's a picture.
Is there a picture?
Yeah, there
I
is.
Didn't know
a picture
if we got
of
one or not.
Daughter Sadie on Sid Caesar in the house.
That was before cell phone cameras.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was a while ago.
It was a long time ago.
How old is Sadie Sue?
36, something to that effect.
So she was two or three.
Yeah, she was pretty young.
Yeah.
And Sid Caesar was just a little Shetland pony, right?
Yeah. I think he was smaller than Shetland.
I think he was a mini, maybe.
I think he was a mini, yeah. Nice, good little old paint horse, yeah.
Yeah.
He's a good old horse.
He was a good one.
Yeah, he did throw down the gauntlet, though.
Did he?
He did. He says, you don't have a hair.
Yeah, oh, yeah, that's
and
right.
And I had to show
and
him.
You said, okay.
And now I got to do it.
And now I have to do it. When and you said, when you say you can't.
You got
to
do
I
it.
I have to do it, right?
Exactly.
Right, yeah.
Exactly. And when mama says,
yeah,
you better
yeah, right.
get right on it.
Yes, that's fact.
Yeah. But I don't know. There's something magic about the third time that it finally sinks in and you end up having to do it.
And you have to do it. Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. So what is it? The big joke, the wife comes in and says, tell me, what are your plans for cleaning out the garage today?
Right.
And you start in by saying, I was born in a middle-class neighborhood to
that's right.
middle-class parents.
Middle-class,
That's my plan for fixing the economy.
Yeah.
Right, anyway. Of course I had to go
That's
there.
Funny.
That is funny, isn't it?
That is too funny, yeah.
Well, and then when you say, I'm on the onside front of a young filly.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and then you say, hey, hold still, I want to try something.
Hold still, I want to try something.
And you go to the offside hind. Yeah.
Yeah, and she calmed right down, didn't
she? And you picked that foot up, and we trimmed this horse and shot it on two legs.
On two legs.
Right.
Hence the full Nelson shoeing.
Full Nelson shoeing.
That's right.
Yeah, that's
Mary
right.
gave us
Mary
that
gave
moniker.
Us the moniker after that.
That's
yeah,
right.
Right. And we have a few pictures. We don't have a few pictures of the first time.
Not the first go around, no.
But Buddy Stewart came out to the place and we said, here, take some pictures of this.
Yeah, we can do this again.
We want them.
And we did.
Well, we want proof.
Yeah, we need proof.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah. And you had a horse that would let us do it.
That's right.
Yeah.
I cannot remember that bay horse's name.
I don't know. Good looking little horse.
Yeah. It was a good kid's horse.
Yeah, it stood there and didn't even have to have the lead rope.
The lead rope
was just dangling on the ground. And we're working on this horse on 2 feet.
That's right.
Nice, yeah.
Good
well,
little horse.
Now I have to do it, right?
Now I have to do it.
We got
to
ditch out to a cowmercial, and when we come back, Tom Russell's going to sing to us.
Range Magazine is a national award-winning quarterly publication devoted to the issues that threaten the West, its people, culture, lands, and wildlife. No stranger to controversy, Range presents thought-provoking, common-sense stories on environmental and political problems facing the people who feed America. Range is on the front lines fighting against the burdens natural resource providers face every day and showcases a unique way of life and a valued and disappearing rural heritage by celebrating America's ranchers and farmers. Range is pleased to offer a special package to Cal Radio listeners. Receive a 1-year, 4-issue subscription to Range Magazine, and this year Real Buckaroo Calendar, a $33 value for only $20. This special is available only by calling 1-800-RANGE, the number 4, the letter U. That's 1-800-726-4348. And mention you heard it on Clear Out West Radio Show. Range Magazine, the cowboy spirit on America's Outback.